and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, May 6th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Bob Baker. Bob is a longtime member of Mountain Brook Baptist, and we're looking forward to you reading for us today. Thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me today, Mary. Our first reading comes from Exodus 31. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and knowledge and in all kinds of craftsmanship to create artistic designs for work in gold and silver and in bronze and in cutting of stones for settings and in carving of wood so that he may work in all kinds of craftsmanship. And behold, I myself have appointed with him Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all who are skillful I have put skill, so that they may make everything that I have commanded you. The tent of the meeting, the ark of the testimony, the atoning cover that is on it, and all the furniture of the tent, the table and its utensils, the pure gold lampstand with all its utensils, and the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the basin and its stand, the woven garments as well, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his son with which to carry out their priesthood, the anointing oil also, and the fragrant incense of the holy place. They are to make them according to everything that I have commanded you." Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Now as for you, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, 'You must keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, so that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Therefore, you are to keep the Sabbath, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it must be put to death. For whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people. For 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath must be put to death. So the sons of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, celebrate the Sabbath throughout their generations as a permanent covenant. It is a sign between me and the sons of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, but on the seventh day he ceased from labor and was refreshed. When he had finished speaking to him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses the 2 tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone written by the finger of God." Now let's turn to Psalms 129. "Many times they persecuted me from my youth up. Let Israel now say, many times they have persecuted me from my youth up, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They lengthen their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He has cut in two the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backward. Let them be like grass upon the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor the binder of sheaves his bosom. Nor do those who pass by say, 'The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.'" Now for our New Testament reading, 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 through 23. "According to the grace of God, which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident. For the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks that he is wise in this age, he must become foolish so that he can become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God, for it is written, He is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise, that they are useless. So then let no one boast in men, for all things belong to you, whether Paul, Apollos, Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come. All things belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
Thank you so much, Bob, for joining the podcast today. We're so grateful for all that you do at Mount Brook Baptist. I want to hear a little bit more about you. Tell me about your childhood and growing up.
Okay, I was fourth of six children. I have three older siblings and two younger, obviously. And we grew up on Montevallo Road right near McElwain Baptist Church. And we were very close-knit family and still are.
Okay, so six kids in the household. Tell me a little bit about that dynamic.
Well, it was fun. We played a lot. It was just, we looked after each other, and it was good stuff. It, you know, spread out every 2 years, so there was a good gap between me and my oldest brother, and me, and a 10-year gap between me and my youngest sister, but it didn't keep us from being very close, and we still are today. In fact, the matter is, every Thursday night, since COVID starts, we have a Zoom gathering, had it last night. Five of the six were able to make it, and we visit for an hour and catch up with one another. And so we've been very close through these now 65, 70 years.
Well, tell me about your family. Tell me about your wife and kids.
I was very blessed to be able to have a wife, Elizabeth Baker. She and I met 30-something years ago, probably in 1990, I guess it was, and got married in 91. And we were fortunate enough to have two lovely daughters, Ann Payton, who is 26, who everyone, I'm sure, is aware, is serving with Kids Alive International in the Dominican Republic. And then Seal Baker, who is a nurse in Dallas and has just recently gotten engaged.
Oh, that's wonderful. I want to hear about a ministry that impacted you greatly.
Well, I guess there's several that have, but one of them that impacted me a lot, that continues to impact me, is one that I actually am more connected with the leader of the ministry than actually doing anything with the ministry itself. And that is a group called Care Centers Ministries, and they're in North Woodlawn, and out of a church called Doers of the Word. Back 20-something years ago, I was on the way to do a job, and I was prayerful that we got the job. It was a good sized job, and I, like we often do, say, Lord, if I get this job, I'll honor you with it. And somebody called me while I was on the way to do that job and said, hey, I need you to go by and meet this guy. He has a roof leak and he needs some help. He's in North Woodlawn and has a ministry, and his name was Arthur Johnson. We call him Reverend AJ. And I ended up getting the job, and therefore felt somewhat obligated to go meet AJ. And he and I have since become very good friends, and he challenges me on a regular basis to stay faithful. He prays for me. We pray for each other, and he's just been a very good friend.
What are some of the opportunities you've been given at the church to serve?
Okay, when Elizabeth and I first joined back in 1991, we were asked to teach a Sunday school class of singles and single adults, and that was fun and it was good. I realized I aged out of that when I had we had our first child, and most of my illustrations were about the child, and I realized single adults weren't interested in hearing stories every week about my children. And I went on and was able to teach in another class, and have now I'm co-teaching with in the forum, which is one of the most fun things I've done, because we enjoy one another and we pick at one another, but yet we study God's word and challenge one another to be better Christians.
Now, I know that even this summer, you're going to serve alongside the youth ministry as you go to the Dominican Republic to work with Ann Payton. Tell me a little bit about that trip.
Well, I'm not sure at my age I'd be going if my daughter wasn't down there, to be very honest. But we're excited about what's going on. CONANI, which is the Dominican Republic version of the DHR in the United States, is requiring a wall to be built around every orphanage for the protection of the children and for other reasons. It will be a cinder block wall. And so we're going down to participate in that and very excited about that opportunity. We're also going to be doing some scrapbooking. Catherine Loveman is leading that charge. She's a top-notch scrapbooker. And I did not realize how that important that is to the young folk down there who are orphans, who can kind of take pictures and catalog their life, so then when they move out of the orphanage at 18 to 20, they can take this book with them and be able to look back and see more about who they were rather than being an unplaced person. They can have some identity. So it's an important piece we'll be doing.
I want to hear how you came to faith in Christ or about your journey with Him.
Like a lot of folks in our church, I came to know the Lord at a young age. My parents took me to church every week, and I knew that's what I needed to do. I was fortunate through coming to church to be challenged by members. And when I was junior, senior in high school, I began to learn about being in discipleship groups, even way back then, and had a guy that met with me for a while and started challenging me.
And you lead out in a growth group now as well. Tell me a little bit about your group.
I'm very proud to be a part of a group of young men and myself. We used to have a couple other older ones, but it's a great group of guys, and we challenge ourselves weekly. We encourage one another, and it's a good group of young men. And we've done some social stuff together, and so it's been a good group to be a part of. They keep me sharp.
Thank you so much, Bob, for joining the podcast today. As we close, would you end our time together by praying for CARE Ministries, as you mentioned AJ and his leadership there, and also for your trip to the Dominican Republic? We're excited to hear about this trip and look forward to praying alongside you.
Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this ministry that Mary has led this church with, the ministry of reading scripture, and how much it is important to me and others who use this as a way to hear your word on a regular basis. We pray for others to come and assist Mary in this ministry because of the effect it has on so many. And we thank you for your word, and your word is what we are challenged to follow, and it does change our lives. And thank you for what it's done in my life. And Father, we just ask you to be with Care Center Ministries and Reverend AJ, and just keep him faithful and as he has been, and give him again energy to continue to do this. Father, as our mission group goes, our youth group mission trip goes to the Dominican Republic, help this be a thing that we can work alongside of this ministry that is a really worthwhile ministry to these young orphans in the Dominican Republic and Casa Monte Plata. And we just ask you be with us as we go. But also, we pray that each person going on this trip would have a spiritual experience that will lift them to a closer walk with you. As tends to happen on mission trips, we ask you to use this to sharpen us to be better in our daily walks. In Jesus' name we pray.